This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for a Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Republican Donnie Herman has announced to Newsworthy he'll be a candidate this fall for the 54th Assembly District seat in Madison. Herman ran and lost in a close race to the incumbent Gordon Hinch just 2 years ago. Hinch is not seeking re-election, but two Democrats, Oshkosh Mayor Lori Palmieri and City Council Member Aaron Wojciechowski, have announced their candidacy. That pair will have to square off in a primary later this year. Tuesday's election came and went with some close races, but most incumbents were winners again, and a couple of new county judges were elected. In the closely watched school board race, the incumbents were able to hold off challengers Kelly DeWitt and Sarah Noe by less than 100 votes. In the county judge race, Mike Gibbs was the winner over the governor-appointed judge, Lakeisha Hazy, and Brian Kieberline won the Branch 3 seat. All three members of the Oshkosh Common Council won another term on the board. UW Oshkosh is looking to buy the old Associated Bank building on Sawyer Avenue. The school wants to use that building for its new marching band and also a spot for some of its athletic coaches to have offices in. The cost would be about $600,000. Page 2, the UW Oshkosh Symphony plans to dedicate their upcoming concert to the people of Ukraine. The performance will include the Ukrainian national anthem and a Ukrainian poem. Democrat Senator Tammy Baldwin says she'll vote for the Supreme Court Justice appointee Kenji Brown Jackson. Republican Senator Ron Johnson says he won't be voting for her. And the state is going to give the school district in Oshkosh $135,000 for mental health services. The grant is part of the governor's Get Kids Ahead initiative. A total of $15 million is being given away statewide. And the Oshkosh Craft Beer Week continues through this weekend. Don't forget about that. Have a great weekend, by the way. We're back again on Tuesday with a major Waterfest announcement. Newsworthy is always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. I'm Bob Brunell.